SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says it's important the U.S. help Ukraine shore up what has become a major loss for Russia so far after it failed to take over the country.
We need to enforce this defeat on Russia, and the way to do that is to bring this conflict to an end in a way that does not do further damage to Ukrainian security.
And the Senate is set to vote today on billions of dollars in additional military aid for Ukraine. Jackie Quinn reports on the Senate approving the continuation of a controversial surveillance program.
The Senate's voted to reauthorize a key U.S. surveillance law, despite questions over whether the FBI should be restricted from searching Americans' data for suspicious activity. The Senate went past its midnight deadline, reauthorizing Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which allows intelligence gathering without a court warrant. U.S. security officials say the measure, first authorized in 2008, is crucial in disrupting terrorist attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The surveillance tool targets non-Americans in other countries, but it does collect communications of Americans who are in contact with targeted foreigners. So there were calls to require warrants before accessing Americans' information.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says it's unlikely President Biden will be able to win a second term in November because of his many problems on the campaign trail.
He's such a disaster on the foreign stage, on the world stage. But right here domestically, you know, he has failed the American people.
Senator Joni Ernst spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Another incident at Planet Fitness.
The nationwide gym franchise has embraced transgenderism, throwing open its women's locker rooms to men and canceling the memberships of anyone who complains. But the police had to get involved this month at the Planet Fitness in Gastonia, North Carolina, when a man disrobed in the women's locker room and started harassing people. A similar thing happened at a Planet Fitness in Alaska. Some are calling for a boycott. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are decrying the administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulations, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. The act requires most employers to provide accommodations. This is SRN News. In Major League Baseball, the Braves starting battery leads to a win against the Rangers. We get more from correspondent Gary McKillips in this report.
Travis d'Arnaud hit three home runs, won a grand slam to give the Atlanta Braves an 8-3 series opening win over the Texas Rangers. The grand slam was the third of his career and his third home run of the game.
I felt like I was 150 pounds running the bases instead of my normal 220. I was trying to hold in my smile a little bit till I hit home plate. Yeah, it's surreal. I hope every baseball player gets to feel that.
Chris Sale held Texas to three runs and five hits over seven innings to pick up his second win of the season for the Braves. Andrew Haney suffered the defeat for the Rangers. Chris Simeon had a first-inning leadoff home run for the Rangers. Michael Harris also had a solo shot for the Braves. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.